All right, everybody, Sun Valley Driver here. My name is Adam Johnson. Welcome to the show. Today, I've got a really exciting article that I'm reading right now that I kind of wanted to talk about. A lot of people throw Ford under the radar, the iconic car manufacturing company that came out with the Mustang, all the way back from the Model T. We got the Ford GT, which is personally one of my favorite supercars. I mean, if I became a seven-digit earner annually, I would definitely go for a Ford GT and try and get one ordered over anything else, such as a Rolls-Royce, Lamborghini, Ferrari, things like that. So what I want to talk about today is the announcement of the next Ford GT. It looks like they're calling it the GTE. We got a teaser image, and if you go on Google and you look up, you know, the 2024 GTE, you're gonna kind of see, it doesn't give us a whole ton of things. It looks like we got a roof scoop going on. They actually added a performance spoiler onto the back, kind of like that we would see on something kind of aftermarket. And then the headlights are more towards this LED kind of look. I kind of like the body style from this really shadowed out image that I'm looking at, but it looks like we're gonna see this hypercar classic car at the FIA World Endurance Championship is where it is going to be unveiled. It looks like we're going to see, you know, something. It's tough because we're still running on the current Ford GT, which isn't even that old, into the 2019-2020 season. I predict that we're going to see this car come out for the 2022 or the 2023 racing season. I can't really pinpoint that. This article that I'm reading is super vague. It looks like Ford is really like pushing some of the limits in technology, and they're trying to be incredibly innovative, which, I mean, if you're following Ford at all, Ford really needs to do. I mean, I'm actually kind of a Ford fan. I really do like the Mustangs, and like I was saying, the Ford GT is probably one of my favorite supercars, and a lot of people are going to, you know, come at me, and there's going to be some sort of backlash, I'm sure, when, you know, we have things like Gallardos and Ferrari F50s and other cars that people have kind of had hanging above their beds. Like I had a Porsche 911 up on the wall forever and a day. But no, when it comes to the Ford GT, I don't know. There's just something about the body style. There's something about like a Ford GT in Gulf livery, which where I live here in Kelowna, BC, there is a gentleman that lives up in what's called the Mission area, and he actually has a Gulf livery wrapped 2005 Ford GT, and the thing is absolutely gorgeous. Now I know when it comes to purchasing these vehicles, it is a little more than just popping into a dealership and saying I want one. You have to actually be approved. You have to prove that you're not only a motor enthusiast, but that you will carry out Ford's name rather well, which to me is a little bit crazy, but you know, that's how Ford operates their business. And I'm curious to see if this GTE is going to be available to the mass market, or if we are only going to see it come the Formula racing season. So tell me your thoughts. I want to get some emails. You know, you can shoot me anything. Instagram, Facebook, Fuse. I'm on a ton of the platforms at Sun Valley Driver. I want to see your thoughts. I want to see pictures. I want to see things that are gonna get people in trouble for showing me photos. Like, I'm super on edge. I want to see this vehicle. So again, that is Adam Johnson, aka Sun Valley Driver, signing out. I'm just gonna make this one a really short one today, guys, and enjoy the sunshine. I hope that it's as sunny where you are as it is where I am, because it is a perfect day for cruising.